When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazzala. With me, as always, Kristen Studdard.
That's me.
Wow. This is the culmination of our special coverage of the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Oh, boy.
Yep. This is, the coverage of the nomination announcement for the class of 2019 ends here. I mean, obviously, at this point, we will start to review
the
nominees.
Then the real speculation begins.
Yes, and then the real speculation begins as we work our way to the inductees. But at this moment, the nominations have finally been announced.
I want you guys to know that I walked into the, we'll call it the studio. I walked into the studio today and Joe was giddy. He has a little smile on his little face.
I have a little body and a little face, and you better believe on that little face was a smile. And
people
maybe don't know this. Maybe they can guess based on my general temperament. I don't smile like a bunch.
You've got joy though.
Okay.
You
see the joy.
You've got joy. You've secretly got joy. You don't lead with joy.
No, for sure not. But yeah, I mean, this is akin to Christmas morning.
It really looked as though you had just like opened the bicycle that you've been asking for all year. So I have no idea. I guess as we've been saying,
as was foretold
in the podcast of yore, I do not know who has been nominated. I have purposely stayed off Twitter today, which was not difficult for me.
No, right, yeah.
I don't go on Twitter that often, maybe once or twice a day, and just to like scroll around, get mad about politics,
yeah,
and
yeah,
leave.
Yeah.
That's my usual
right
interaction. So it was very easy for me to just forego that.
Out.
And believe it or not, none of my other social media
were blowing up with the announcement.
Even close.
All right. Well, I feel as though we might as well just get into it. So I've tried to put them in an order that I think is interesting. There were 19 again this year.
Okay. And how many did we all pick among the four of us?
Among the four of us,
we picked
20. 24.
Okay.
Because we each did six, right?
Oh, I thought we each did five, but...
We each did six.
Okay.
Of the draft, we each did six. And we also, and I put it on our Twitter, what our individual 20, list of 20
great.
Were. So I'm going to start with some weird ones.
Oh my God.
Some like kind of wild ones that I don't want to say nobody was expecting, but nobody on our show was expecting. Yeah, they're weird. So I'm going to start with them. And then, yeah, we'll progress through it.
Okay.
The first one is a... Potentially, you could put them as like a token old artist, like from like kind of early rock and roll. It seems like there's always one or two that are kind of from that early classic era of like I'm talking like the 50s.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who I didn't think
this
of.
This would be someone that would cause our former guests to burst into song, perhaps.
Potentially. And, you know, I only really know one song from this artist, but it's like an iconic song. And then when I looked them up on Wikipedia, there was a, you know, it was like pioneer of shock rock. And that is...
Shock rock? I put a spell on you. I know this song.
Do you know who this artist is?
No. Is it some kind of like fun name? Like a
yes,
Wolfman type name?
Of. Yeah.
Or a like, okay, like big bad...
Yeah, I mean, you're circling
something
around
like
it.
That.
The name of this artist is Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
There we go.
Yeah,
something
so,
like
big,
that.
Big bad. Yeah, yeah, you're in the right ballpark.
Screamin' Jay Hawkins?
Yeah, very weird one. And someone who I think potentially could wind up in that singles category.
Yeah.
Like they put him on the ballot, but then...
He is not getting in.
No.
Like, it's not... I mean...
but a pioneer. And I was reading more about like how Screamin' Jay Hawkins like was one of the first like kind of theatrical rock musicians, like coming out of like a coffin
like a
on stage,
Alice
and like
Cooper
a
pre-Alice typer.
Cooper, yeah, honestly. So you can kind of draw the lines
like straight from
like
him
Kiss and Alice
to
Cooper
to Svengoolie yeah, to yeah. Alice
Goulardi
Cooper
and yeah.
Who's the Chicago guy? The Coes, Rich Coes from the Coes Zone. That was like our late night host on the Chicago. That was a deep cut for no one.
Nobody. All right. So the next one, and these I think were the two weirdest ones out of the whole list. This next one I think kind of fulfills that like kind of funk groove band slot. Like the Meters or like the JBs. Not really on anybody's radar, but this band is called the Atlanta Rhythm Section. A weird one. But they, I mean, I looked up their discography and
what was the room like when this one got happened?
I don't know. It's strange, but I looked it up and they had pretty consistent hits in the 70s.
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't hate either of, I don't like begrudge these first two nominees, but I'm like not, I
yeah,
don't
that's
think
why I started
they have
with
a chance
them.
In hell.
Because I thought, like, okay, these are weird ones, and they're also ones that, like, I didn't think would really get much of a reaction out of you.
Yeah.
Because they're just kind of like...
Although I am genuinely interested in, like, what the, like, who was standing for Screamin' Jay Hawkins in the room? Like, what did it take? Like, how many... I don't know what... Like, someone must have had some kind of secret fact about him that what...
Why this year of... Yeah. At all, if not...
And these are never nommed before, right? These are first...
No, these are brand new nominations. Now, the next one...
Now, wait, Joe, can I ask?
Please.
How do you... Actually, no. I wanted to know how you felt about this year's nominations, but you know what? I don't. Because I just want to totally have no idea, other than you're happy that they've come out and you are grinning.
Right. Yeah. All right. So the next artist is one that I think could have been on one of our predictions.
Oh.
And I think it's one who I don't think was on Greg Behrendt's list, but could have been on Greg Behrendt's list.
Like adjacent.
Based on like who he was kind of saying. And it's a band that I think... has a shot and are interesting. The
world is a vampire. Oh, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
I think that they were actually on Joey's list.
Oh,
they
really?
Were on his like maybe extra
like,
list
long shots
kind of thing.
After.
But
yeah, and they've been eligible
they
for
could
a few years.
Get on. Is this their first time nominated?
First time
I think
the
that they have a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
I do, because
I mean
is like from that prime era of like when rock music was still very popular and there were bands that everybody knew, like the Smashing Pumpkins. They smash all the categories. Like
they really do.
I can't believe none of us took them. I can't believe I didn't even realize they were eligible.
They've been eligible for a few years, yeah, and people have
and
been kind
not
of surprised
in?
They haven't been on the ballot yet.
Later I will talk about my trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but please remind me to tell you who my sister voted for.
Okay, for sure. All right, and the next one is an artist that we've talked about before on the show.
Okay.
Pretty exciting.
Oh my gosh!
Warren Zevon.
Have you been texting with James today?
Yeah, I did. I made sure that he
Los
knew.
Angeles royalty.
And I was like,
do not text me.
Yeah, make sure that she does not know.
Keep me off this group text. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did anybody get him? Nobody picked him up this year.
Not in the draft, but he was on my list of predictions, my pull list.
Yeah.
I just
That's
had a feeling
great.
That it would be like,
I
that
think,
it could be his year.
I don't think he's getting in, though. I think this nomination bodes well for him getting in eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thoughts. I'm happy that he got nominated, though, mostly because of our fun conversation. It made me, what was he part of? The Jungle Boys? The Urban Jungle Boys? What were they called? What were those people who were like those Los Angeles? Oh, no, Harry Nilsson was part of them.
Yeah, Harry Nilsson was in the Hollywood Vampires, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
The Hollywood. I'm just saying, he's saying Werewolves of London,
Hollywood Vampires. For sure. I get that.
What's that first guy's name?
Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Right.
It's all relative. Where was Screamin' Jay Hawkins from? He's kind of my favorite person so far that's been nominated.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Thus far, who I think is getting in is the Smashing Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. This next one is a group that I really know of, and you know of too, but They just...
Wait, hold on. Really quickly, though. Mm-hmm. Is Billy Corgan nuts now? Did something happen with him?
Yeah, no. I mean, he was, like, into wrestling for a while. Not actually wrestling, but he was, like, invested in the world of independent wrestling.
That's fine.
And then I think he's also... He's the kind of guy who pops up every once in a while and says, like...
But he doesn't say, like, I question whether the earth is round. Like, I've never seen the edge of it.
He's on... pardon the pun, the edge of stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, I feel like he's nearly that. Okay. I don't have any specifics, but...
I feel like I've heard some things that mm-hmm.
He's questionable.
Questionable, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Next band, like I said, they're a band we know. Their discography, as far as I knew, didn't go that deep, I thought. But, like, I get them. They have a few, like, monster iconic songs. And, like, as a band that was, like, kind of weird and dark in terms of progressive bands.
Oh, Kansas? Don't Fear the Reaper? This is not Don't Fear the Reaper?
This is Don't Fear the Reaper.
This is Don't Fear the Reaper, and it's not by Kansas.
No,
it's by
a band called Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Which is weird. Right.
Kansas sang Dust in the Wind, which
correct.
I think of as this song as well. I know that they're different mm-hmm. songs, but...
Starting with a similar kind of guitar
I'm not
arpeggio.
Out of my mind on this one, guys. Don't at me, okay? But Blue Oyster Cult, yeah.
Weird.
I mean, this song, this isn't Dust in the Wind.
I promise you.
But, so... What else do they have?
So they have a song called "Burning for You."
Oh, I know that song.
Which is a really good song.
It's very similar to this song.
Like
it sounds really similar.
And then they have a real banger called "Godzilla" that I like a lot.
Is it with Puff Daddy?
No. You mean "Come With Me"? The Kashmir, the Led Zeppelin Kashmir sample.
Oh yes, I remember. Mm-hmm.
So those are like the three big ones, and I guess, you know, some of their albums are like kind of well regarded. But an odd choice, and one that
are they buddies with some people?
If they were, you'd think they would have, I don't know, they would have.
Did Erdogan like rep them at the end? Like
maybe. The next band is a band we were expecting, but it is exciting.
All right, points on the board.
Yeah,
I'm the first one with a point.
With an actual draft pick.
Yeah,
Zombies for the third year in a row.
Good.
And the fourth nomination total.
I think this is their year.
As was foretold,
I do think that they'll get in this year. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm glad that they're on there.
Yeah, and a predictable one, but a welcome.
They're good.
Yeah.
Does anybody hate them? Are they a hated band? No, you can't hate
not.
On the Zombies.
You can't. Yeah, the only case against them is it's like mostly one album.
Yeah.
You know, and a short career. There's only one other album outside of that. Mm. All right. So sometimes artists are inducted into the hall because they're like a good guitar player. That has happened before.
Okay.
You know, like someone like Albert King or like Buddy Guy or Jeff Beck. Where, like, maybe they don't have, like, a ton of hit songs or something, but mm-hmm. their ability with...
They're a musician's musician.
Yeah, and I think this next guy kind of falls into that category, although he does have a few big hits.
I know this song.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, this was a number one hit. It's an instrumental.
It's not going to get to the lyrics. Who is this?
This is Edgar Winner.
Nope.
But you've heard...
I've definitely heard this.
Edgar Winner.
But I think I always thought that there would be words coming in. So.
Right. Nope. Uh-uh. You've turned it off before the...
Yeah. I've been like, all right, cool riff at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that song is called Frankenstein.
Yes, that song is called Frankenstein.
Yes, exactly.
I do know that.
And Edgar Winner my guess is... Because he's been around for a long time... He was in like Ringo Starr's All-Star Band. I think he's just like a dude.
Is this his first nomination?
Yeah. And one I would not have predicted, but...
Me neither.
I think he just has like a lot of friends in the industry is kind of what I think is up.
Yeah.
With
Edgar Winner. They're shocking. I feel like the more I learn about the process of this, the mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, the more bullshit it seems.
It's really... It's some seedy shit and I don't like it.
All right. So the next band...
He's not going to get in, is he? Could they put him in for a music? Who's going to vote for him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are all the members of Aerosmith going to vote for him? I'm just like, who's going to vote for him?
Ringo.
Ringo.
Potentially.
They're buddies?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in Ringo's. Ringo had like a very good list of musicians who were in his all-star band after the Beatles. He toured as Ringo Starr's all-star band. He had like Joe Walsh and Edgar Winter and a bunch of very good musicians with
him.
All
right.
Because basically any musician will be like, yeah, I'll play with a Beatle. All right. Next band. Again, one that I don't think anybody was really expecting, and one that I think...
There's a lot of wild cards thus far.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not seeing a ton that I was like, oh, wow. Right.
One that I think kind of fulfills...
I feel like... Oh, can I just for a moment say, like, too? I feel like our new wave hopes might have been dashed with this list. I do not think that...
Well, we have some more to get through.
Yeah.
I feel like they fulfill kind of the Devo slot. Like, if we were to think if there was a slot for someone like Devo, or maybe Kraftwerk, but I'm thinking more so Devo, because I think of this band is similar to Devo, but was one that I didn't think would leapfrog them. But they certainly credibility.
Is this Presidents of the United States of America?
Especially with the lead guy has a lot of credibility.
Oingo Boingo.
Danny Elfman.
Before Kraftwerk. Before Devo. Someone should have stood up in the room. Put the hokey down and stand up for what is right.
Mm-hmm.
This is not right.
No, I agree with
wrong.
You. And I like Oingo Boingo, and I kind of thought nobody outside of like LA really liked Oingo Boingo because they're like a very California band, oddly, that I found.
Oh.
They're like, people really love them. In LA, but I don't know. I guess like the Danny Elfman thing carries a lot of weight. I don't know. I mean, they had a number of hits.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay. Like, what? I mean, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I really am annoyed by this.
All right. The next artist is someone who's already been
also, can I just say?
Yes.
No. I mean, I'm not like against it. As a concept, I am actually.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I
go
don't
off.
Think that they should know that. Like, mm-hmm. This is just what the fuck. Like, who did that?
Yeah,
like, who made that?
And who let it go by?
Like,
you know.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got our 19. Great. Okay. And then they're just like, da 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 da, Oingo Boingo, the zombies, and no one was like, wait, can I just
hold up? Are
hold
we
on.
Sure?
Let me put this sandwich down for just a heartbeat.
Yeah.
The whole group has to put the sandwich down at once because mm-hmm. they're all eating it. It's a giant
one big,
sandwich.
It's one giant sandwich that they all hold together.
Yes.
All right. Next artist. An artist who was already in the hall with his band and now
Tina Turner.
Has
okay, I can't wait.
A induction as a solo artist.
Ozzy Osbourne.
As a solo artist.
Come on.
I know, and I mean, listen, Ozzy had a huge solo career.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Without a doubt.
But
like in terms
in
of priorities,
Ozzy Osbourne and not Iron Maiden.
There are other metal acts that are like, more foundational. Like, you know, I mean, we might get to some.
Is
but...
somebody exciting? Who did this? Ozzy? No, it's not necessary. It's redundant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I would be so, I'm annoyed.
Yes.
I'm annoyed that we've gotten to the section of the nominees that is just like hell-bent on annoying me.
Mm-hmm. So we are at the midway point.
Now let's count how many women have been nominated.
Okay, so do you want to go through who we've had so far? All right, so we had I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Oh, but not just the one song has
right.
been nominated.
Yes, of course.
His
Screamin'
Uber,
Jay Hawkins. But
his wide career.
I Put a Spell on You.
Okay, so we have had
Screamin'
so that's
Jay.
Zero.
And then I did the Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Zero.
And I played the song Spooky.
Great.
And then we did the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, they...
Darcy.
Yes, Darcy.
Yeah, so I played Smashing Pumpkins,
great.
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
So one.
And then I played Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London.
Okay.
And then I played Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Great.
And then The Zombies.
Okay.
Time of the Season.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard that song, I did think it was a woman singing, but it is not.
Uh-huh.
Then Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
And then Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party. And then Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon.
Single.
Yeah.
So one woman in a band has been nominated. Are any of these people not white?
Yeah, Screamin' Jay Hawkins is not white.
Great.
Screamin' Jay Hawkins is a black man. And James Iha is an Asian man.
Yes.
From Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins better get in because I can't take this. This is outrageous.
Yeah.
So how far are we into the list? How many?
So that was nine. So we're about to pass the threshold of halfway there. Now, this next group...
Boy, it's really showing how much they've changed the nominating committee. It's really...
this next one is a solo artist, but I was surprised that the artist was not included with the group. Because on, like, the kind of iconic recording, this artist was with the band. And I wonder if that's something that'll change. I know with Bob Merlis talked about this. When Stevie Ray Vaughan was nominated, they didn't include Double Trouble, which was his band for all his recordings. And then Merlis called him up and was like, "Hey, you should put in Double Trouble."
Did they do it on the night?
They did it before the actual induction.
Yeah.
His band is the Crypt Kickers, but they only nominated him.
What's this guy's name? Bobby Boris. I was like, his name is either Bobby or Boris.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
Because our friend is spreading a movie
screenplay about him.
What? Is this just because it's October? Like.
Well, why? Hold on. What do you mean?
This is a fun song.
Yes.
And he wrote many versions of this song, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, mm-hmm. The Monster Swim, The Monster Swing, The Valentine's Day Mash. Like, it was a holiday novelty song. Am I not
mistaken? Yes, no, you're totally correct.
Now, is the majority of his career holiday novelty songs?
Yes, 100%.
Well, what the actual fuck?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this isn't like Dr. Demento. This isn't Weird Al. This is a one-hit novelty wonder.
Yes.
This is not even Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
Correct.
It's
a wildly popular song.
Yeah. So is Happy Birthday. I hate this.
Well, okay. Well, what about this next artist?
Wait, can I forge this?
Yes.
What was the argument to get this person in?
A huge song. A song that people still listen to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. What a song that influenced what?
Other novelty songs.
No. We are really rolling through a lot of ones that I am not happy about. Well, this next one better be Sheryl Crow.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the next one. Do you recognize this?
No.
I think it'll start to kick in a second.
Okay. Boys and girls of every age. This is Halloween Town. No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Danny Elfman is also put in separately? You're fucking with me. You have to be. You're fucking with me, right?
No, okay. So I don't. All right. So I have to put this into context, I think. Or why don't we just review what we've gone through? So this is Halloween, Monster Mash, Bark at the Moon, Dead Man's Party, Frankenstein, The Zombies.
Oh wait, is this
Don't
like a
Fear
joke
the Reaper,
list? This is all a
Werewolves
Halloween?
Of London.
Oh, okay.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Did you do
Spooky.
A? Is this why you were so excited
I put a spell
to do
on you.
A fun one?
The nominations didn't come out yet.
They didn't.
No.
Oh.
And we need to put out an episode tomorrow. Happy Halloween, Kristen. Welcome to October. This is our first October episode.
This is a fucking Halloween prank.
I figured I needed to do something. It was our first October episode. And I was like, what could I do? And here's what I thought. I kept putting in songs, and I was like, she'll figure it out by then. I was not going to do This Is Halloween. I was like, by the time I get to Monster Mash, she's going to be like, you're okay, I get it. I am delighted that I got to play all of them, but I thought by the time I tried to
Here's
organize
the thing,
in a way
I don't
to kind of
past,
string you along.
I just don't. I don't put it past the hall. My respect for this fucking institution is not
is
very...
so low.
Wait.
So just so like we can do the rewind.
I also
a little
want
bit.
You to know too that during the rewind, I was just counting for women. I was mm-hmm. not even that you were like.
I was like
you were
once
so eager
once
to go back.
Once I review them, she's gonna catch on.
No, I was too busy being indignant about the patriarchy.
All right, so just to review, so that we can undo stuff that maybe you have started to etch into your permanent feelings about the hall.
Oh my god!
I don't think Screamin' Jay Hawkins is going to be. That's for real could be a singles category.
That's
but would
a great
not,
singles category.
Because the Hall does have a list of like the 500 songs
your
that shaped rock and roll.
Your little smirk and your stupid little face. I'm so mad at you.
They
wow.
do. So the Hall does have like a list of like the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins is on there. So I think that song could be a single
Don't
potentially.
Fear the
All right, so they're not going to nominate Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Atlanta Rhythm Section, like, no fucking way. Like, they have, like, a few songs, but that's it, and they're mostly a forgotten band.
Again, this is not a crazy thing, though. Mm-hmm. They do dumb shit all
right.
the time.
It's true. Smashing Pumpkins, I think, could be on the list.
Yeah, I think
that
so,
that is an
too.
Interesting one to bring up, but also, you smash pumpkins on Halloween.
I mean, I get it now,
and also,
Joe,
the song that I picked.
Are you going to go through and explain how
the, no, the song that I picked, though?
The World is a Vampire?
Yeah,
I know.
It's fun. I had a fun time.
Do you need to go through and talk about how clever you are? Do you want to
No, I want to review just like what my actual feelings are, because I said a lot of lies while I was doing this. Again, I do think Zevon could be on the... He's
I would
on
be
my
happy
official
if was,
list
I
of,
think.
Of nominees. Blue Oyster Cult, I think, no fucking way.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening. The Zombies, again, I think could happen.
I think they really could happen.
I do not think Edgar Winter could wind up on the nominee list.
Me
I mean,
neither. What was that song called?
Frankenstein.
Oh, that's why I'm like...
I don't think... I mean, Oingo Boingo was maybe the biggest stretch before we got to Bobby Boris Pickett.
That was like...
I mean, you were pretty incredulous, rightfully, because it was a lie.
At no point would I have been clued. Like, again, I don't have the, like, to me, I was like, well, it's stupid, but so is the Hall. So uh-huh. who the hell knows,
right.
you know?
Mm-hmm. And then Ozzy is someone I could see at a certain point getting
And again, like,
nominated.
That is not, like, outrageous,
no.
but it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yes. But I don't think that's happening anytime soon, given the heavy metal priorities of like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and
So
you
when
know.
Are the nominees gonna come out?
I'm not sure. But there's rumors that it's gonna happen on Tuesday, potentially Monday night.
Oh, come on. They've known for a while.
But there's been no official announcement of You know, the thing they have to do is they have to draft up like summaries of the nominees. That they put on the website and stuff. So there is like a little bit of work to do after
they
determined
have to justify
the ballot.
Their actions.
They have to show that when you go on the rockhall.com, you can click on, you know, Kate Bush. And then there's like a nice write up that's essentially an argument for her case, you know, that kind of thing, I believe. But again, I do think we need to drop an episode tomorrow. This was outrageous. My choice on what to do, and I love that we got to go along for the ride. And I would love to know if you guys heard this and figured it out. I mean, like, when people
they'll
hear this, they're gonna
they
know the nominations haven't been
the
announced.
Nominations haven't come out.
But I guess it's all. I mean, I don't know. But I would like to know when they figured out what the
What the
through
game
line
was.
Yeah, what the common theme was.
Wow.
I you know it's important to me to get you into the autumnal spirit. You know that's like a priority for me, is to get you prepped
nope,
for
I
All Hallows'
love
Eve.
I love fall. I am here for it.
Yeah.
I can't believe that shit. And also, I was like, this is... When you started to play This Is Halloween...
That I didn't intend on playing that. I thought by the time we got to Monster Mash, you'd be like, "What? Okay, come on. What are we actually doing?" And then I was like, "Oh, quick! You need to do something even crazier." And I knew I had that on here somewhere as a backup.
That was really dumb.
Yeah, but I think our listeners are going to enjoy it.
You better hope so.
To listen to you try and figure it out.
Wow.
And try to I think we'll be a fun time. So I'm sorry if this, I hope this was enjoyable. I'm sorry if this was a waste of your time, but this is our episode for this week. Next week, if the nominations do come out early, we will release, we will do this, but properly, and then we will release
the
episode.
I'll never trust another thing again. I will never trust again. This has damaged me.
We will probably release the episode early as well, just to coincide with the announcement, depending on when it is, which we think it's going to be Tuesday, but we don't know. But that is it for this episode. If you want to email us, rockhallpod@gmail.com, tweet at us at rockhallpod. You can find me on Twitter at JoeKJoeK. Kristen, anything you want
to... Boy, I don't know. It's hard to see past my rage right now. I'm at KStud all over the place. And you can go to hellokristen.com to find out my show schedule. And at some point, I'll talk about my experience at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
yes,
and Museum.
We will do that. Also, I'm in Montana from the 9th to the 14th or something. 9th to the 13th.
Well,
that'll be
cool.
With the Big Sky
Big
Comedy
Sky.
Festival. Yeah. So
I was in Montana earlier this year.
So if you're in Montana, come check me out. It'll be fun. All right. That's going to do it for this episode. I'm sorry, Kristen.
This is actual garbage.
It was a lot of fun. I think in retrospect, you will find
your
the humor in it.
Stupid little smile and your dumb
little...
It
was devious the whole time.
Boy, he really was. That's now it makes so much... I was like, he is giddy.
I mean, you know I'm
going to
be giddy for real, though. I'm going to be like...
Now I'll know.
I'm going to be nuts. I'm going to go nuts.
I do not look forward to it.
No, it'll be great because it's not going to be... Now you know we've set the bar very low. You know the actual list is going to be way better than this. You seem not convinced.
I am not. And I'm just like, because none of it was out of the realm of actual possibility.
Well, Bobby Boris Pickett, yes.
Yes. Well, that was when I truly was like, what even
what
is
happening?
This?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you hopefully in a few days. I'm Joe Guzzala.
I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares
about the Rock Hall?